This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and broadcasting around the world online at classicalwscs.org. A Radio Thrift Shop started here on WSCS 25 years ago in 1999. For 25 years, I've been digging deep into obscure musical delights. It's a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the dusty archives of the Thrift Shop. You never quite know what you're going to hear at the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick broadcasting like it's 1999. Mr. Johnny Smith, recorded in 1954, the first recording of Walk, Don't Run. Well, welcome aboard. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio, where you're going to hear forgotten 45s, cover songs, library music, classic rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, easy listening, and just about everything else I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it will all make sense by the end of the hour. We're going to start off today listening to some 45s released in 1955 that just kind of vanished, never charted, got very minimal, if any, airplay. And they're pretty good tunes by well-known musicians. So let's drop the needle on some seldom-heard 45s. See what I did there? From 1955.
shows me a town grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April hearted seemed made for just a girl and boy. I never dreamed, did you, any fool could come in view so
see.
Don't go.
Tonight at 12:03.
No, no.
To some exotic shore.
Don't leave.
To live and laugh once more.
You'll grieve.
Without a thought of her.
Stay home.
Oh, how in love we were.
Don't go.
She'll bid me bon voyage.
Don't go.
Farewell, my blue.
Cool little set of forgotten 45s from 1955, music that didn't get a whole lot of airplay and definitely didn't chart, as they say. That was Eileen Barton, released on Coral Records, a tune written by Cole Porter. It's All Right With Me. Before that, we heard Les Baxter and Blue Mirage from an EP that was released on Capitol Records. Before that, we heard Les Brown and his Band of Renown with Perfida. Before that, the Ray Charles Singers, not that Ray Charles, a tune called Early Autumn. And we started off with Mr. Steve Allen himself and a tune called Tonight. Well, tonight I'm glad that you're tuned in to WSCS and Radio Thrift Shop. I've been here for 25 years at Classical WSCS. And, oh yeah, you got old terrestrial radios. You can tune us in at 90.9 FM in and around the New London Sunapee region in the wonderful state of New Hampshire.
Today we examine Arthur Murray.
Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry.
Dance instructor, entrepreneur, and wedding crasher.
Even if you've never danced before, even if you can't count to music,
you're on the Sound Beat.
Now you can learn to dance quickly and easily with the method of the world's most famous dance instructor, Arthur Murray.
Arthur Murray taught millions of Americans to dance through the chain of studios that bear his name nationwide and by his mail-order lessons. You're listening to one of those. Arthur Murray teaches the foxtrot.
Each time you take a step, be sure to place your weight on that foot. The magic step has only four counts. Try it. Walk straight forward on left one.
Turns out William Jennings Bryan had something to do with Murray's success, as he jokingly said, "You know, I have a fine idea on how you can collect your money. Just teach him with the left foot, and don't tell him what to do with the right foot until they pay up."
Try it again.
From this, Murray got the idea of teaching by paper footprints.
Walk forward on left one, walk forward on right two, place left foot to left.
And the rest is mail order history.
Bring right foot up to left.
So how'd he get so good? He did his practicing at neighborhood weddings, whether he was invited or not. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Bring right up to left. Again.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
From Fair Oaks, California, gateway to Sacramento, Tate Bloom writes, "Dear Dr. Science, why does my cassette player eat my tapes? What could I feed it as a substitute?"
Your cassette player is hungry. So many people have this problem because they never bothered to read the instruction manual that came with their tape player when they bought it. You may recall some mention of head cleaning solution. Well, this is just another term for tape player food. If you don't feed the heads, they'll eat your tape. It's that simple. The food they like best is 90% rubbing alcohol. The normal 70% solution you buy at the neighborhood drugstore just won't cut the mustard. You'll end up with a rusty-headed, hungry tape player that'll still eat your tapes. Hope I've answered your question.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop, where you will find many cassettes, both old and new, but definitely not eaten. Well, I'm going to do a set now, just for the heck of it, of music that features toy pianos. Yes, toy pianos. Why? Why not? This is, after all, the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you.
right. A fun set of music featuring toy pianos here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We started off with Gliss Anders from 1963 and the toy piano Bossa Nova. And then we heard from Frankie Carl from 1941, a couple of cool tunes. Freddie Martin and the toy piano Boogie. Then it was Ed and the Twiniters with Skippin' Home. And finally, you'll never guess who that was. Yeah, you might. It was Richard Carpenter of the Carpenters fame with Dizzy Fingers. Where else are you going to hear Dizzy Fingers except the Radio Thrift Shop?
Exploring Science in the Sea. In a classic Jules Verne novel, the submarine Nautilus travels 20,000 leagues under the sea. You might think that 20,000 leagues indicated the sub's depth, but you'd need a really deep ocean for that. A league is 3 miles, so 20,000 leagues is 60,000 miles. The title tells us how far the Nautilus traveled through the oceans. Over the centuries, sailors and mapmakers created new units of measure with new words to describe them for plying the world's oceans. Some of the words have been heaved overboard, but some are still in use. One of the lesser used units is the fathom, which does indicate depth. It comes from a word in Old English that means outstretched arms. That's because a fathom originally was based on the span of a man's fully spread arms. Eventually, its length was set at 6 feet. So the deepest point in the ocean is 6,000 fathoms down. One unit that's still in common use is the nautical mile, 1.15 land-based miles. It marks the size of 1 minute of latitude, the location north or south of the equator. And it's the basis for the word knot. One knot is 1 nautical mile per hour. It originated in the 17th century. Sailors estimated their speed by throwing out a piece of wood attached to a rope. Knots were tied in the rope at specific lengths. Sailors counted the number of knots that spooled out over a given time. A knotty way to measure speed. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
All right. Got one more tune featuring toy piano. You're going to recognize this one.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work. And you're waiting there, I care.
the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
This is DJ Frederick, here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Thank you.
right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for listening to some long-forgotten music on the airwaves. I am DJ Frederick. Until our next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.